Hello?
Hey, am I speaking with Alfredo?
This is him.
Hey, Alfredo, this is Dan Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How are you doing today?
How you doing,
I'm doing great, man. How you been?
Good. How's
yeah, I can't
this?
Believe 2024 is wrapping up, you know? I feel like this one's zoomed by.
That's it.
Yep, it's gone. Yes, sir. So it looks like your application process took a little longer than expected, right? I'm reading all the notes.
It did, yes.
Okay. So everything's ready. Ivan wanted me to call you, though, just to kind of re-explain the lead budget.
Yes.
So remember, the minimum budget requirement, let me pull it up real quick. Hold on. Placements. Okay, so the minimum budget requirements for 13 qualified leads, that budget's at $661. Okay? Now, the way it works is whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. Okay? So I'm assuming you want to start with the minimum, right? At the $661?
That's the minimum.
It is. He mentioned to me you wanted to do 300. Unfortunately, the minimum budget requirement has to be for 13 leads. That doesn't mean you have to take on 13, though. So to give you an example, if you did the minimum budget at $661 for 13 leads, and let's say you take on 6 leads and you decide, hey, I want to pause my leads for whatever reason, the next month you're not charged $661. You're only charged for those 6 leads you took on. So the $50.67 times 6. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So that'd kind of be like your workaround, but $661 is the minimum budget requirement we would have to charge in order to activate. And that gives you 13 leads in the bank, essentially.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Or?
It does.
Okay. So, and remember, you can always increase that budget. So once you get rolling, like let's say you're like, man, I love this. Like these leads are panning out perfectly. And you're like, hey, I want a 40 lead budget a month. Like you can always increase it. But 13 is just the minimum budget requirement. Okay. So do you want me to have Ivan call you back to activate, or what works best for you?
Well, so you're in a different department, right?
Yeah, so I set the account up, and I'm like, kind of like your account lead, like you can always call me directly, but Ivan, he's the one that activates the leads, right? So he would charge the lead budget, and then he'd get your leads, like, running right at that point, you know?
Okay. I did have that question. I don't know if he mentioned it to you or brought it up to you or if he had to get with somebody else, but on those leads, I'm not too sure if you're the person I talked to or I'm waiting for a call back from somebody else, but I was asking him if on those leads, if somebody just calls and is just asking a question of maybe a price on a diagnose, but it's actually not, it's really not a lead because there's nothing set up to go out there. Because we do get calls like that sometimes.
I know the answer to that question. Here's the thing. If you schedule an appointment with them, like if you schedule an estimate, or if you quote them, even if it's a diagnostic fee question, right? Google's going to consider that a qualified lead that they would charge you for. Now, there is a workaround on that. Is your diagnostic fee, is it the same always, or what does that look like?
It's pretty much the same always. I guess due to you asking that question, I think I know where I'm getting to, but that would be more of a consideration or not putting it on the profile.
Yes. So that's what I was going to recommend to you. What we've had clients do, usually a lot of times in the appliance repair industry, they always have a diagnostic fee. So what they do is they put their diagnostic fee in the photos, right? So what you would need is like a picture of like what your diagnostic fee is, and we could put that in the photos. We can't put it in the profile description, unfortunately, but we can put it in the cover photo. That way they see it, you know? Now they might still call and ask what the diagnostic fee is, you know? Even though it's on the picture, like, you know how people are. But hopefully the majority of them see that picture and they're like, okay, diagnostic fee is $100. I'm okay with that, or whatever it is, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they just call you directly to schedule a service call. So that would be kind of your workaround with that. But I am positive if they call you and ask what the diagnostic fee is, we can try to dispute it, but it's going to get denied because you technically quoted them, so to speak, you know, per Google. Yeah.
Yeah, for Google, the way they would look at it. And
yeah.
I do understand. Okay, yeah, so that probably is something that we have to do then, put it on the head picture or how you said it.
Okay, so what I want you to do, do you have my email or Ivan's, or how have you been emailing us?
Okay, what's your email?
It's D Nelson. So D like Daniel Nelson, NELSON, at local/.com.
Okay.
Send me a picture of your diagnostic fee. Right? And what I could do is send it to Ivan, and that way he could add it to the photo. And I want to make sure before we activate it, right, that he adds that. That way they could see the diagnostic fee. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. So how about can we just email it to you, or do we have to?
Yeah, email it to me. I just need a photo of it, of your diagnostic fee. I mean, I've had clients that they go on, like, what is that Canva thing, and look all pretty, or whatever you want to do, but we just need a picture of the diagnostic fee so we can attach it to the photos, you know?
Okay. Okay, we'll do that. We'll send it to you here in a minute.
Okay, and then I'll forward that straight to Ivan, too. What time works best for me to have Ivan call you?
He could call me anytime.
Okay, so I'm going to wait till I get the photo of the diagnostic fee. I'll forward that over to him, and then I'll tell him to give you a call. That way he can attach it, and that's good to go prior to them activating the leads. Okay?
Okay. And let me ask you real quick, Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Can that 125 or 150, whatever the diagnosis, can that be on a couple of different pictures, or how does that go?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. We can attach it on multiple photos on your Google Guaranteed page, but what you probably want is you want it on the main photo. That way people see the diagnostic fee prior to calling you, you know? Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you, Daniel, because we're not sure which one is the main photo on there. If for some reason, if we do it on the wrong photo, can we always call and,
We can change it. No problem.
Update it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Or can we make those changes ourselves when we log in?
I would call you can make those changes yourself, technically, from your client dashboard. You could rearrange the photos, right? But just to make sure, because that diagnostic fee is super important, just to kind of make sure you're not getting, like, a bunch of calls regarding that, you know, I would call just to make sure, hey, we have it set up correctly, you know?
Okay. Yes, okay.
Okay.
Okay, what other question? Well, I'm sorry. Brandon, did you have any other questions? I think that's it then, Daniel.
Oh, I guess how does the app advertising work? Are we going to get advertised on Facebook?
Oh, where does this advertising go to?
Oh, it's on Google, in the Google Guarantee page. So, like, to give you an example, if you guys want to do a search right now for HVAC contractor, right? The first thing you're going to see is the Google Guaranteed section. So what will happen is somebody would pick you from that section and call you, and it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead. So you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through. And then if you schedule an appointment or quote them, that's going to be considered a qualified lead that you're charged for.
Okay, you said, what was that? That text will come in as a what? LSA?
LSA lead, and it comes through via phone call. So it'll come through as a call for you, and there's an automated message that will say LSA lead before it connects you with the client. That way you know it's a Google Guaranteed lead coming through.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So that, through a text or through a call, you said, right?
No, through a phone call. Yes, sir.
Even the lead, even the LSA?
Yes, sir. Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we have you, the package you guys are on is Google Guaranteed only. So I don't have you guys on like Facebook ads or local SEO. It's just the lead program.
Oh, okay. That was my question. Hey, Daniel, if down the line, if we were to decide on maybe getting on, how you said, like on Facebook or on other platforms, what's the charge on that?
Yeah, so if you were to do Meta retargeted ads with us, we recommend a minimum amount of $200 monthly towards that, okay? We do have it's a 25% management fee. So what would happen is really $150 would go towards the Meta ads, and then $50 is our management fee. So social media, you're looking at $200 monthly to get like sufficient traction, and you could always increase or decrease the budget that you're putting towards your Meta ads each month. Okay, so to answer your question, though, it'd be $200 monthly for that. If you guys wanted local SEO, which if I remember correctly, I thought you guys were ranking there. Give me 1 second. Let me check real fast.
I thought we were, but I can't, you know.
Yeah. 19 reviews. Hold on. HVAC. So your local SEO can improve, okay? But the thing with local SEO is it's going to be based off of where you're located. So like Google Guaranteed, you could target your entire service radius because it's a lead program. It's, you know, that application based, right? So you could target as far as you want on Google Guaranteed as long as you're like licensed and insured for those areas. With local SEO, it's only going to range out to like a 5 mile radius, 10 mile radius max, you know, and it does take time for you to rank. You know what I'm saying? So really in your situation, cause, you're not just targeting new brothels, right? If I remember correctly, it was
no, it's the surrounding areas.
Right. So I'd recommend to you, because local SEO is $199 monthly, I think you're going to get better traction off of the Google Guaranteed, right, with the lead program, because you're targeting a further area.
Yeah.
Now, social media ads should be, I believe that could be a good hit for you, but social media is like kind of hit or miss, you know? Like some clients do really well off of it, some don't, and there's really no telling until you kind of run the ads to see the traction. But Google Guaranteed is a little more foolproof, you know what I'm saying? So I'd recommend start with Google Guaranteed first, fill that out, especially it being winter, it's like the perfect time. That way you guys could see the traction kind of coming through. And then if you guys wanted to upgrade to social media in the future too, just call me and I'll make sure to get you into the right package for that, you know?
Okay. If we're to do the social media, just like what we're doing right now, that's no contract, right?
Then, oh, yeah. Everything's no contract with us. Yes, sir. Month to month.
Okay.
You could pause. You can always, like, play with your budget, too, on social media. Like, you could increase it, decrease it, pause it. Like, it's kind of similar to Google Guaranteed, except with Google Guaranteed, they have a minimum budget requirement. Social media doesn't. You know, we just have a recommended budget requirement to get you sufficient results.
Yes.
You know? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else, Brian? No, that's it then. Hey, I do appreciate you calling me. We're going to send this to you right now in a couple of photos. And we'll put our diagnose fee on there.
Perfect.
And get that over to you. So Ivan could, I guess Ivan will call me again to, I guess, to activate again.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do, just because, I mean, I could charge the activation budget, but I want to make sure that photo's on there and everything first, you know? So just send me the photo. I'm going to forward it over to Ivan, and I'm going to have him call you regarding the activation budget, and I'm going to make sure he adds the photo to your profile, too. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
We're going to do that right now. We'll send it over to you. Hey, thanks a lot, Daniel.
All right. You're the man. Talk to you guys soon, okay?
All right. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.